Update 2019-07-25. Based on some comments made on the original post below, I swapped out the Asus Thunderbolt EX2 AIC for a Gigabyte GC Titan Ridge Thunderbolt AIC that supports two DisplayPort inputs. I'm happy to report that I can now use the monitor in full 5K resolution and that X11, GDM, and GNOME were able to auto-detect all of the correct settings after removing the ETC X11 XORG.conf, $home.config, monitors.xml, and var.lib.gdm3.config monitors.xml files in order to get the auto detection to kick in. Update 2019-07-26. Interestingly, the computer stopped recognizing the USB devices, speaker, and microphone in the monitor with the new GC Titan Ridge TB3 AIC installed. With the previous AIC, I did not specifically turn on any of the discrete Thunderbolt support options in the BIOS, and everything was working fine. It would seem, however, that this AIC requires some BIOS settings to get everything working. I found these directions for setting up TB3 in the Asus Prime Z390-A BIOS. In this case, the author was attempting to configure the BIOS for a Hackintosh build, but I cargo culpted the setup anyway, with the exception of setting the Windows 10 Thunderbolt support. When I attempted to set that to the specified value, the BIOS utility just froze up completely. After changing those BIOS settings, the USB audio in the monitor was detected just fine on startup. Lachlan and I built a new desktop PC this past weekend, something I haven't done in probably 15 years. Over the past couple of years, I've grown more and more annoyed with some of the choices Apple has been making with macOS, but have made it more annoying to use the system for the kind of software development I do. And I've had an itch to return to my first love, Linux. I've also wanted to share that experience of building up a computer with Lachlan for a while, since he's the one of my kids who is really into all things technology. To be honest, while I brought the knowledge and experience of how to safely handle the equipment and debug any issues, Lachlan was the one who brought the knowledge of what technology is available today, and was able to give great advice in terms of picking out the processor, motherboard, and video card. We had one particular challenge, though, in building this system. Last year, I bought one of the new 27-inch LG UltraFine 5K displays to use with my MacBook. It's truly a beautiful display in terms of picture quality and, well, it was pretty darn expensive too. What I stupidly didn't realize at the time is that it only has a Thunderbolt input and would pretty much only work out of the box with the newest MacBooks. Though, a little research showed hints of being able to get the LG 5K monitor to work with a PC if you have a motherboard that provides a Thunderbolt header and you install a special Thunderbolt AIC add-in card that has a mini DisplayPort input. The idea is that you use a patch cable to feed the DisplayPort output from your video card into the Thunderbolt AIC's mini DisplayPort input. And then the AIC will send the video signal through its Thunderbolt output. Unfortunately, there was not a huge amount of information out there about this particular setup, particularly with regard to Linux support. We decided to go ahead and try to get it working. While we spec'd out the system with that as a central constraint, the AIC itself only cost around $35 USD. And the rest of the system would still be great aside from that. If it didn't work out, the worst case was that I'd sell the LG 5K monitor and buy a new monitor with regular DisplayPort inputs. A hassle, but not a disaster. I'm happy to report that we did get the monitor working great with Linux after a lot of trial and error. See below for the details about configuring Linux to work with this setup. And all of the other hardware worked well out of the box, except for the lack of any Linux drivers for all of the Asus, Aura, RGB stuff, which is only an aesthetic complaint, although an annoying one, because there is no way to turn off the slowly flashing red glow on the video card. Here is the part list for the build. CPU, Intel Core i9-9900K, 5.0 GHz. CPU cooler, Noctua NH-D15-82.5-CFM CPU cooler. Motherboard, Asus Prime Z390A ATX LGA 1151. Memory, Corsair Vengeance LPX 16GB, 2x8GB, DDR4 3000. Storage, Samsung 970 EVO 250GB, M.2 2280 solid-state drive. Video card, Asus GeForce GTX 1070 8GB Strix video card. Case, Corsair 760T Black ATX full tower case. Power supply, EVGA Supernova G2 650W 80 Plus Gold Serified Fully Modular ATX. Wireless adapter, Gigabyte GCWB867DI PCI Express x1 802.11 ABGMAC Wi-Fi adapter, Thunderbolt AIC, Asus Thunderbolt EX3. Operating system, Ubuntu Linux 18.10. After building the system with this configuration, running the NVIDIA's DP output into the Thunderbolt AIC, and connecting the LG 5K monitor via its Thunderbolt cable, a fresh install of Ubuntu loaded up fine, and we were able to log into the GNOME-free desktop just fine. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately in this case, NVIDIA does not provide their own open source drivers for Linux, and Ubuntu does not install the closed source drivers by default. Instead, you get the open source Nouveau driver. That driver works fine for most things, but if we wanted to settle for most things, we'd just have used the onboard GPU of the motherboard. In order to take advantage of the NVIDIA's capabilities, we needed to install the proprietary NVIDIA drivers. Ubuntu's apt repository contains the NVIDIA driver -390 package, and they even make it easy to switch to it by running Ubuntu drivers auto install. However, the distribution lags behind the official release of the drivers, which are up to version 4.15 as of this writing. In order to have access to the latest drivers, just add the PPA and update apt. The relevant example code is available on my website. Then you can install the proprietary driver with the relevant example code is available on my website. This will add the appropriate kernel module and some necessary configuration. Then you'll reboot your computer and the desktop manager won't load. You'll probably be staring at a blank screen, perhaps with a blinking cursor. Luckily, I do have another display here at the house that has an HDMI input, so we were able to hook that display up for some debugging. We hooked up the other display and rebooted. This time, GDM loaded up on the HDMI display just fine. I then reattached the LG display as a second monitor. Nothing showed up on it, but it showed up as a monitor in GNOME's display settings. Heh, that's weird. On a whim, I changed the resolution of the LG display from auto to 4096 by 2304. And all of a sudden, it worked. I don't know for sure, but my guess is that something about being passed through the Thunderbolt AIC is causing the automatic detection of the resolution to fail. Great, we're done now, right? Not exactly. I'll spare you the details of the rest of the debugging we went through, lots of trial and error, searching Google, and piecing together what I could find from people who had sort of kind of similar symptoms here and there, but never all in the same combination, and definitely never with this set of hardware. Suffice it to say that the solution lies in being very specific about configuring the display with all three of Xorg, GDM, and GNOME. Here are the contents of the configuration files that needed to be changed in order to get this working on the new system. You may need to tweak them a bit if you have a different combination of hardware, but hopefully this saves you from the hours of trial and error. In etc.x11.xorg.conf, the relevant example code is available on my website. In both $home.config/monitors.xml and var.lib.gdm3.config.monitors.xml, my guess is that you'll need to change the value for here to the serial number for your actual monitor. The relevant example code is available on my website. With those files in place, neither X nor GNOME were relying on auto-configuration of the display settings, and the LG 5K display seems to be working just fine, although not actually at 5K. But it still looks great. I'm John Wilger, and you've been listening to Using the 27-inch LG Ultrafine 5K Display with Linux, published on December 7th, 2023, and copyright 2023. All rights reserved. You can read or listen to more of my work at johnwilger.com.